Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You can just decide at any given moment to become a completely new person, and you don't owe anybody an explanation. Like, nobody's forcing you to be the same person that you were a month ago, or a week ago, a day ago, even a minute ago. If there's things in your life, people, beliefs, mentalities, whatever it is that are dead weight and they're not pushing you forward, you can drop them right now. It doesn't have to be a gradual process. It can be done immediately. And the people that understand this are the people that get whatever they want, because you have to genuinely go through hundreds and hundreds of iterations of yourself before you find the one that works best. And the faster you can do that, the better.
You think becoming your best self will feel powerful, but the truth, it'll feel like dying. It's a breakdown, a demolition, a death of who you used to be. On repeat, you'll question everything, your worth, your path, your voice, and just when you think you've made it, you'll realize you've still got miles to go. Growth isn't smooth, it's not soft, it's brutal, violent even, but it's also transformational, because pain is proof you are expanding, and on the other side of that depth is the version of you were always meant to be.
Do you think you can change your life in a year?
Absolutely. I think Bill Gates was the one who said, most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. I kind of disagree. I think most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in 1 year. You are 1 year of focus away from people calling you lucky, from people saying, oh, she just got lucky or he just got lucky. 1 year of focus, 1 year of asking the right questions, 1 year of clear intentions. 1 year of focused daily actions, you can change your entire life.
There is a period, a grace period of transformation where we have to cross this river from the old self to the new self. And that void, that unknown, is the neurological, the biological, the chemical, the hormonal, the genetic death of the old self. And the most people, the moment they step out, and the hardest part about change is making a new choice. The moment you make a new choice, get ready. You're leaving the known. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be unfamiliar. There's going to be some uncertainty. You can't predict. You're not in the known any longer. And most people, you know, they step out and they hear that voice. It's too hard. You never change.
The version of you that you are right now is why you have what you have. You got to make a complete identity switch to get something different. And so what happens is when people aren't ready to do that, they will always go back to the low-hanging fruit that they're accustomed to, because your presence will require something different.
Everything that you're trying to accomplish in life is the same principles all the time. Repetition. It's the same thing every single time. You will only become great at something through repetition. That's it. There is no other way. There's no shortcuts. Most people who are looking for a shortcut will fail. That's just the bottom line. And I used to do that. I used to try to find a shortcut to making money. Can't do that, man. There is no shortcut.
And the hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance in possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future.
A simple fundamental that we all know and few people practice: energy. Energy is life. When your energy is low, what happens to your psychology, to your mindset? When it's low enough, you ever been in a place where you're just so exhausted, so laid out, it's just like, oh my God, I can't handle more of this stuff. And then what happens in that state? Everything is difficult. Everything is a burden. Everything is hard. And as a result, You don't do a lot of things you could do. But when your energy is high, for whatever happened, let's say somebody got you laughing, or you went and did a workout, and you're feeling damn good, and your whole body is engaged, and you feel this aliveness. Now, problems are things you love to attack. You rip them open. You spend 5% of your time on the problem and 95% of your time on the solution. That's what makes you a leader. So for us to get to that, we need to train ourselves to be energetic.
Let me give you the secret to how to make your next big move. And the secret is this. Pay attention to what sucks in your life, because there are positive navigational signals and there are negative ones. Jealousy, frustration, feeling anger. Anytime those emotions come up in my body, it's just a directional signal from deep inside of you telling you you're supposed to pivot. Like, do not head in the same direction. Do not keep going the same speed. Make a change.
What if the version of yourself that you're most afraid to become is actually the real you? Not who you were told to be, not who your ego clings to, who you are. Carl Jung called this the shadow. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. The shadow is the parts of you that you've buried because you were scared of what may happen if you let them breathe. It's the hidden parts of you, your anger, insecurities, even your unacknowledged strengths. And within your shadow lies the raw material for true transformation. Mastering your shadow is about aligning with your true self. You need to move beyond the ego's need to protect an idealized image and instead embrace all parts of who you are. Your ego will fight like hell to protect who you've been, but your soul is begging you to become the person you're afraid to be. The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. The transformation of self requires facing fear and entering the unknown. If you don't, you stay stuck in the known and in your ego's safety zone. Become who you are afraid to be.
How to rebuild your life from zero. You're starting from the bottom. You're not in a good place. Here's what you need to do. Step one. Decide what your life looks like in 3 years from now, right? Visualize where does Shane want to be in 3 years from now? Be so specific with your health, your business, your finances, and your relationship. Step two, pick one clear goal from each area and put a time frame on it. For example, for me, I recently started boxing and I've given myself 12 months before stepping into the ring for my first fight. That's the time constraint I'm putting on it. Specific goal, time constraint. Step three, break down the goal into smaller target. Let's just say you want to lose 20 pounds in 3 months. It's about, say, a pound and a half per week. Something that's manageable, something that's measurable, and something that you chip away over time with. Step four, schedule it into the diary. Put a focused time in your diary every single day with no distraction. If that's 10,000 steps, if that's one gym session, whatever it is, schedule it in, no distractions. And finally, the last thing is never forget that what you do today will add up to who you become tomorrow.
When we change the way we think and the way we feel, the cells of our bodies, the neurons, the DNA, and the cell membranes, literally are antenna that tune us to an energetic place. And every one of those 50 trillion cells has about 100 trillion atoms. And every one of those atoms is doing this. It's emerging from that field and collapsing into that field every nanosecond of the day, like right this nanosecond. And as it emerges from the field, it is building our bodies to fit the template that we hold in our consciousness. Because what you believe about yourself is creating the chemicals in the body, and this is why healing is possible. That's how powerful we are.
The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window, and then you have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape, and you have to come to the realization very clearly that you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
Finish what you start, because you said you would. There's nothing that comes out of quitting. You owe it to yourself. The harder it gets, the closer you are. Walk the talk. If you said you would, you have to. Because it isn't about what you do. It's about who you are.
There's a formula that I used to teach for actual brainwashing, and it works the same to brainwash ourselves out of a behavior or into a new behavior. It's focus, emotion, agitation, and repetition. It spells fear. So agitation meaning I'm going to change my environment very regularly so my brain doesn't go into I'm familiar with this mode. So it's like, wow, these walls are a different color in my office. My couch in my living room's in a different place. I'm going to continuously move things around to force my brain to see, the lower brain to say, things are new, you need to pay attention.
The way to transform yourself is through your work. Self-transformation, we think, comes through a spiritual journey, therapy, a guru who tells us what to do, intense group experiences and social experiences and drugs. But most of these are ways of running away from ourselves and relieving our chronic boredom. They're not connected to process, and so any changes that occur don't last. Instead, through our work, we can actually connect to who we are instead of running away. And by entering that slow, organic process, we can actually change ourselves from the inside out in a way that's very real and very lasting. This process involves a journey of self-discovery that can be seen as quite spiritual. And in the
if you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At the end of this process, we contribute something unique and meaningful to our culture through our work, which is hardly ugly, boring, or banal.
There are literally millions, if not tens of millions, or hundreds of people, millions of people out there who are gaining a lot of information about change, but aren't actually changing. It's wild.
Why is that? There's a quite a complex psychological thing, because there's a certain type of person who is like a self-development junkie, but they never self-develop.
Yeah.
They go to all the conferences, they watch all the videos, they've got, you know, they know all the words, but they don't actually put anything into action.
Yeah, so there's a lot of subtlety, but the craziest thing is that, see, anytime we engage in some kind of self-help kind of thing, it actually is a coping mechanism to deal with some negativity within us. So let's say that I feel like I'm lazy. So then my mind looks at me and says, okay, I'm lazy, I need to do something about it. And then it's really tricky, right? Because you have, your brain sees two options. One is that I can do something hard, or the other is I can do something easy. And we have to understand this, the brain has evolved to be lazy. The brain has evolved, laziness is efficiency. We want to get the most yield out of the smallest investment. So then what happens is our brain is like, okay, I could like go to the gym, or I could watch a video about working out. And if I watch a video about working out, I will be more efficient when I go to the gym. There are all kinds of scams that we run in our mind to actually activate parts of our brain that make us feel like we're making progress without actually making progress.
Psychology of Becoming says that each one of us is in a continuous state of growth and change, that your self-concepts and your beliefs are changing all the time. For instance, when you were a child, you believed one set of things about the adult world. When you were a teenager, another. When you were in your early 20s, you believed another. And as we grow and evolve, we change our beliefs and our self-concept. We change our self-image. We change the way we see the world. So we're in this process of becoming all the time. It's going on. It's almost like this. It's like a tumbleweed. Is that you are evolving and changing and growing all the time, but always in the direction of your dominant goal. Always in the direction of what you are thinking about the most intensely at the time. You want to evolve and grow rapidly, you have to make those goals clear, you have to make them sharp, you have to make them intense, and you have to dwell on them all the time.
The more you commit yourself to becoming the best person you can be, the more you like yourself and respect yourself, the more energy you have, the bigger goals you set for yourself, the more you persist. When you invest in yourself and you read and learn and upgrade your skills, you're telling yourself, wow, I am a person with a great future, and it's up to me to maximize my potential. And your self-esteem goes up, your self-respect goes up, your sense of personal pride goes up, and you started to get promoted more and paid more in every part of your life. What does this mean? It means that you start a little earlier, you work a little harder, and you stay a little later. Use what I call the 40 plus formula. The 40 plus formula says that working 40 hours a week gets you survival. And that's all. You work 40 hours a week, you survive. You make no progress. You don't go ahead. You just barely hang on. Every hour that you invest in your work or yourself over 40 is an investment in your future. So you can tell what your future is going to be with unerring accuracy by looking at how many hours over 40 you put in.
It takes 66 days to install a new habit, 66 days to reach a point of practicing a new habit until you reach the point called automaticity, where it then becomes easier to do the new habit or the new skill than not to do it. You're built to change. The key is, do you stay with the habit long enough to the point where it becomes automatic?
Anybody can change at any stage of their life. We are writing our own story, our own life story, but there's no reason why we can't stop, have a mental time out and go, what do I really want? And start from that moment on rewriting your story by facing the challenge, achieving for yourself, and putting your fears and anxieties to one side. There's 1,000 excuses, but not a single reason. When you step into the challenge zone, the number of excuses for getting out back into your comfort zone from there multiplies. I'm too tired. It's too difficult. I'm having a bad day. Nobody likes me. Face up to those excuses and refuse to be a victim and teach them a fighter mentality about all those things may be there, but I'm still going to do it. I'm going to deal with it.
Life is from the inside out. Stop focusing on the outside. Just inside out, inside out. You're going to be the affector of life, not the effect of life. We're all stuck in our heads. You know, it's a one-player game in here. And so making it the best inside makes the outside better. It's a much more pleasant journey. Any big success I've had in the last decade has come from that. The more I work on my inner self, the more I just am centered and present and loving of myself. That's how life is to me. I've seen it so many times, and I'm sure everyone has. And like when we're being a certain way, life reflects that.
You can change yourself. Human beings can live one way for 5 years and then tear up that script and live a totally different way the next 5 years. You're not a tree. You don't have to stay. You're not a goose. You don't have to fly south. I'm telling you, anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my income. I'm going to change my abilities. I'm going to do more than I've ever done before. Take on that as your God-given right as a human being to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
When you change yourself, you will change the world because you'll change how you see it.
We change everything. We change our car. We change our house. Sometimes we change our wife or husband. We change our underwear. We change everything in our lives. Change our hair. Change how we look. Change everything. But very few of us change how we think. And that's the one problem with a lot of people. They're not willing to change how they think. You're not going to evolve if you continue thinking the same way.
In order for something to change, there needs to be change. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember, it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
You associate with winners and you become like them. Success breeds success. So with that in mind, how do we change our friends? First and foremost, by improving ourselves. It's always all about becoming a better you. It's investing your time and money in personal development, working on your attitude, getting what's inside you motivated, getting what's inside you inspired, getting what's inside you positive. It's always not, it's forget about changing other people. You can't. And stop blaming other people or blaming your circumstances because you can't. You change on what's on the inside. And that comes out and your situation automatically improves without you trying. You focus on yourself. Don't try to change the other guy, make him positive, get him motivated, get him inspired. Forget about that. Work on yourself. So how do you change these situations? Number one, if you just work on yourself, the situation will magically change.
So let's get started. What are the lies that you tell yourself that are limiting your growth, your happiness, your success? Thing number one that I want to share with you is that, you know, if you think that I can change him or her, you can't. You can change yourself. They can change themselves, but you can't change someone else. Thing number two is when you say, I don't have enough time. You do have enough time, you simply don't prioritize something. Lie number three that you tell yourself, which is, I'll be happy when I get, and then fill in the blank. You should be happy where you are today. You should be happy for the things that you have. Lie number four, everything is great. One of the biggest lies people tell themselves is that everything is great, then you're in a state of denial. Number five, everything sucks. Don't be that guy. That person repels all things good. That is a state of being ungrateful. Number six, I'm not that fat. Like, get to it. Start eating right. Start exercising. And don't be in denial and calling it a few pounds when it's actually like 40, 50 pounds or more. And listen, if you're jacked, if you're lean, if you're in great shape, hey man, good for you. That's awesome. You can just bypass this one. Number seven, I make enough money. One of the biggest lies you guys tell yourselves is that I make enough money. Every single one of you out there can have a side gig, could be making side income that could compete with the income that you're making right now. Money is a vehicle to freedom. And number eight, when you say, I'm just not good at X, you can be good at a lot of things. As it turns out, the human mind, the human spirit, the human emotion, the human body is so pliable and capable. And if you do the sets and reps, you will be good at it. And number nine is this big lie that you tell yourself, which is, I'm not worthy. And that is a lie that usually comes from trauma. And so I encourage you guys, I love you to pieces, and I want to encourage you to live boldly, take risks, break these lies, these nine lies that you've been telling yourself.